T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're just days away from the first public impeachment hearing.
On the news line from Washington, a very empty Washington because of the Veterans Day holiday today. Stephen Portnoy, and Stephen, what's ahead this week?
Well, it all really begins 48 hours from now, let's say 50 hours or so from now, when on Wednesday morning, the House Intelligence Committee will hear from the top American embassy official in Ukraine, as well as a State Department official, Bill Taylor and George Kent, the first two witnesses to appear at the public hearings that the House will hold on whether to impeach President Trump. And Republicans on Saturday put out their list of witnesses they'd like to see called before the panel. They include, for example, Hunter Biden, the whistleblower, Nellie Orr, who you may remember had some involvement in the creation of the dossier about President Trump in 2016. The Democrats say that they're certainly not going to call the whistleblower. They're concerned about his identity being revealed, and also the idea that he, as the first person to ring, he or she, as the first person to ring the alarm, would give redundant and unnecessary testimony, because Democrats say so many of the other witnesses have backed up what the whistleblower put in his or her initial complaint.
And of course, the White House is preparing for this as well. What can we expect in the White House reaction that we haven't seen already?
Well, the president has said that this is all a hoax, that there was no quid pro quo. He had a perfect call with the president of Ukraine. The president, by the way, on Wednesday is going to be holding a joint news conference alongside, of all people, the president of Turkey, Erdogan, here in Washington, for the first time since the Turkish invasion in northern Syria, which captivated the nation's attention in October. He's going to be taking questions alongside Erdogan at the same time as this hearing is underway on Capitol Hill for the first time on Wednesday. So Wednesday will be a blockbuster day of news here in Washington. This morning, of course, President Trump is set to give remarks at the New York City Veterans Day festivities. He will kick off the parade down Fifth Avenue, the first time, as you've been discussing all morning, that a sitting president will be taking part in the Veterans Day festivities in New York City.
All right, and if you can't make the parade or the one in your town, honor a vet in any number of ways. You can go to your phone, go to your contacts list. You'll probably see Dad or Grandpa's number in there from long ago. Why don't you just make a phone call and just tell them you're thinking of them and let them take it from there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.